A semi-pro football team in Portsmouth has inspired a new documentary film that shows how the team served as a surrogate family for players and coaches. Many of them have felt the devastating effects of the opioid crisis through either their own addiction or that of a loved one. The film premieres tomorrow at Denison University. The team is called the Portsmouth Stealth, and the founder is JoJo Parker, who joins me now. Thanks for telling us your story.
Thank you for having me, Deb.
So while playing football for a Division II team in West Virginia, you started taking drugs. What happened?
Football was my passion. I went to school for that. And with the team not being so successful, I guess I dove into the college life.
And that included drug taking, alcohol?
Smoking weed, pills, cocaine.
And you played for a while, though, while you were doing that until it came to the breaking point.
Yes. With classes falling behind and not making it to meetings or possibly missing practices, that led to me losing my scholarship.
What was it like coming home after you left school with no degree?
Coming home to a lot of people that had confidence in me that I could possibly achieve the goal of going to college and possibly making it to the pros, it was a reality check. I kind of let a lot of people down, along with letting my family down and myself down.
How did you decide to start a semi-pro football team then?
I left college in 2005, so in 2010, I started playing semi-pro football for the Kentucky Warriors. I wasn't in shape. I still loved football. I just couldn't do what I used to be able to do. Possibly too many years passed, but I still had a passion for football, so I wanted to coach rather than take the hits.
Sports teams are already close-knit groups. I imagine it's even more so with this team. Tell me about that.
A couple of the guys that play for my team are people that I've known in Portsmouth my whole life. I mean, it's a small community around here. Some of the other guys that come, they can relate to certain aspects of people's lives that are involved with the team. So there's no judgment. There's no, we don't look down on anybody for anything they may be going through. There's players here that went through some type of drugs or some type of drug-related incidents in their life with their family or someone else on it. We do cookouts. Some of the players come and hang out at the house, my house. It's more than football, even though we want to win games and we do practice and we do take it serious with football. It's just more than that down there, and I think some of the players feel that.
The name of this movie is Till the Wheels Fall Off. How does that title fit into your efforts with the Portsmouth Stealth?
During the documentary that first year, they came down and they were talking to us, and we were talking about the team and talking about how close we are. I happened to say, like, we're not going anywhere. We'll have this team till the wheels fall off. And it just kind of stuck with us.
So you're not giving up?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I make a joke with my players and I tell them, I'll be down here with the walker and gray hair. I'll still have this team and I'll still be coaching this team.
I've been talking with JoJo Parker, the founder of the Portsmouth Stealth, a semi-pro football team that's helping the community deal with the opioid epidemic. A movie about the team called Till the Wheels Fall Off premieres tomorrow at Denison University. Thanks again.
Thank you.